I'm John Dankosky from Next. Housing costs in Connecticut are high, median apartment prices about $1,100 a month. And the state also has wide disparities with some of the biggest concentrations of wealth and poverty in the nation. A new report from the Urban League of Southern Connecticut and Quinnipiac University called The State of Urban Connecticut looks at these disparities and what they can tell us about housing in our region. Robert Brown III is one of the authors. He's a visiting professor of sociology at Quinnipiac. He joined us to talk about the report and started by explaining to us what affordable housing means.
A working definition of affordable housing would be housing that requires that a person or family pay 30% or less of their monthly income. And so what we're finding is that particularly for people who live in low-income communities, they may be paying in excess of 50% of their income just to live. One of the other things that we talk about in this report with regard to housing is that in addition to making recommendations about increasing the minimum wage from $10.10 to $15 an hour, which we believe is a good start, a housing wage in this state in particular is really going to be around $25 an hour. And so obviously the ability to make that amount of money per hour goes right back to the issues that we discuss regarding education and then employment and opportunities to pay livable wages.
So talk about that more. The housing wage, what exactly does that calculate?
Well, a housing wage calculates, again, the ability of a person or family to meet the rent cost that do not consume more than 30% of their take-home pay. And so what we're finding, because of the revitalization of many of the cities in the state, we're finding that rents have skyrocketed, which has displaced a disproportionate number of poor people and certainly people who are coming from communities of color. And in addition to identifying avenues to create more affordable housing stock, we also need to make sure that the affordable housing are situated in safe communities. So it isn't just about making enough to provide a housing wage, but it's also about identifying and then deploying those types of housing and spaces that are going to be in safe communities, in communities where they're not food deserts, in communities where the access to transportation is appropriate to meet the needs of the people in those spaces.
Of course, the cost of housing isn't just the rent or the mortgage that one pays, but it's the overall cost of maintaining that house. And in a region like New England, we have the double whammy of both having to heat during a very cold season and also cool down during a very hot, humid, increasingly summer season. Can you talk about that piece of it and how the increased costs of housing and the lack of affordability of housing has to do in part with just where we live?
Well, that's a part of it, and you could certainly make the case scientifically about the encroachment of global warming. I mean, 30, 40 years ago, it was rare, really, that you had to run your air conditionings during the summer months. I mean, you could really just keep your windows open and be cooled. But now we no longer live in that type of an environment. The other thing related to the housing costs, we have to talk about the cost for food, the cost for transportation, the cost for child care, the cost for health care if you can afford those things. So in addition to housing costs, we have to set aside monies for those other expenses. But the problem is, and this is where a lot of people, particularly, again, those who are in the urban centers of the state, have to make some very, very difficult decisions. In other words, do I try to meet the rent costs for this month at the expense of perhaps not paying my electric bill, at the expense of perhaps not being able to feed my family appropriately? And so these are decisions that growing numbers of people are having to make. And it isn't just those who are, for example, living in the urban centers who perhaps may have low levels of education, but it's now we're finding spreading to those who may in fact be credentialed, who may have college degrees, but who may not have been able to find commensurate work. And so the idea of affordable housing should not be thought of exclusively to be focused on those who are low-wage earners, but also those who may, in fact, have skills and credentials and perhaps even decades of experience who simply have not been able to find work that is commensurate with their skills or training and then also that pays livable wages.
In your mind, what's a way to address the problem of a lack of affordable housing in the state, aside from what we've talked about already with arming people with a more standard housing wage? Is there something that we need to do in terms of just building more housing so that the inventory is there for people to use?
Well, I think we have to make a commitment to assign percentages of new housing stock and existing housing stock to people who are coming from low-income communities. I think that we have to, in addition to charging the higher rents, that has certainly been the case over the last several years in many of the cities of the state, we also have to ensure that we are providing appropriate numbers of housing and houses for people who simply cannot afford to pay, not because of an unwillingness, but because they may only be able to get access to jobs that pay very, very low wages. And when I say low wage, I'm talking about those jobs that pay $15 or less an hour. And again, that's a policy decision. That's something that we need to take to the local, state, and then the higher levels of government, because this has really become a crisis, not just within the state of Connecticut, but it's become a crisis around this country.
Robert Brown III is a visiting professor of sociology at Quinnipiac University and co-author of the State of Urban Connecticut Report. Professor Brown, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can hear the full episode of Next, where we tackle housing around New England, here on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.